Yes, that's me. Oh, how are you? I'm down here in the sound effects department, actually, getting a few bits and bobs for the show.
Next, please.
All right. Let's see. I want a two and a.
A what? Oh, I'm sorry, mate. We're right out of. But I can do you a.
No. I used a last week when I got me caught in the.
Here, wait a minute. What time is it?
It's just gone one.
Quick, open that door.
This one?
Yeah. Cool, that were close. Now then, let's see. Oh, well, hang on a minute. Right. Now then. Let's just fill in this docket. One there. Two. And a, Right, a shiny here, please. Top.
Just one thing. Can I have the door, please?
Door? Certainly.
Top.
You ought to have somebody look at that boy, you know.
And I'd like to see him do that on television. Jackie Wilson said from Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Bring those BBC spoons back this instant.
Now then, where were we? Oh, yes. Time for our amazing facts and figures spot.
Did you know that you've got 4 miles of tubing in your stomach?
I got what?
I said, did you know that you've got 4 miles of tubing in your stomach?
No, I didn't know that, no.
It's a good thing I'm here, then. Aren't you interested in your intestines?
Not particularly.
Well, you should be, because if you didn't have your intestines, you wouldn't be able to digest. And then you'd look a bit of a fool.
He's attended all the lectures, you can see that.
Let's just forget about my intestines, shall we?
All right, on your own head be it. Go I'll tell you an interesting fact. It's about the grasshopper. The interesting fact about the grasshopper is its disproportionate leaping ability due to its powerful hind legs. Hop, 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 it goes all over arable land. That is land what is actually tilled by Arabs. And the interesting fact about your Arab is that he can live for a whole year on one grain of rice. Imagine that, a dirty big Arab living for a whole year on one grain of rice. It's incredible.
A whole year on one grain of rice?
No. It's the mosquito that can live for a whole year on one grain of rice. Now, I get those two muddled up because they're next to each other in the dictionary.
What are?
Mosquitoes and mosques.
My Jimmy's got a point. These Arabs are taking us over. Have you seen the new £50 notes? If you look closely, you see the Queen's riding a camel.
Two lovers part, it's just the start. Before too long, they'll be at war. Nobody phones, they're both alone, just like they were before. Out on a limb, more suffering. It's just the game that lovers play. Two broken hearts, when love departs, it's getting
at last for the Pinkies with their Danger Games.
Radio 1.
Here's a little game for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amnesia.
Amnesia-roo.
Oh. I'm only kidding. Actually, the name's...
Adrian Just.
How about you?
I'm Charlie. You know.
Straight.
staying up late. I wanna come firm, I wanna come bold, I wanna be safe and I wanna be snug and I wanna be warm. I wanna be straight, I wanna be straight, I wanna create a place of my own in the welfare state. We're gonna be good, we're gonna be kind. It might be a rent for me and the state jumping in the eye. I wanna be straight, I wanna be straight. Come out of the cold and do what I'm told and don't deviate. I wanna give, I wanna give, I wanna give my consent. I'm learning to hate all the things that were great when I used to be.
You drift, or got where you're coming from. From the Steve Wright Charm School, it's Ian Jury on the Blockheads, and I want to be straight.
Speak for yourself, Ducky.
I'm glad you're here. We went round to that new pet shop of yours yesterday. By gum, what a place.
Hello, shop. Anyone there?
Hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Excuse us being all covered in hair, but we've just been stripping a borzoi.
Well, that is it. Well, at least we thought it was a borzoi. When we stripped him, we found it was just a hairy whippet.
What can we do for you?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a pet.
How'd you fancy a little chihuahua?
No, thank you. I don't smoke.
Only bold.
What sort of dog would you recommend?
Well, we've got some new strains, what we bred ourselves. There's Cyril, he's half and half, you know. Half King Charles Spaniel, half Fox Terrier. We call him a Fox Cocker.
Then there's Queenie. She's a cross between a German sausage dog and a greyhound.
Yes, that's right. She stands 4 foot high with her belly dragging on the ground. Means she may not look much, but she done half go.
Well, it's not exactly what I had in mind. What about this little chap on the counter? He seems very quiet and well-behaved. A Yorkshire Terrier, isn't it?
Of course, that's a floor mop.
I should keep out. I bought a miniature poodle off him once. No, right. The minute you turn your back, it did a poodle. Pretenders, back on the old chain gang.
Circumstance beyond our control. Oh, the phone, the TV and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. In our eyes and descended like flies. Who put us back on the train?
Distinctive sound of the Pretenders. Back on the Chain Gang. Whoops, wrong chain. Hey, I tell you what, it was a sad day last week when the old telegrams finished, wasn't it, eh? Just think, never again shall we have touching little scenes like this.
Bless your little... Yes, bless your little, yes. Botty booze. Well, I've never been called upon to spell it, actually. That is your job. Yes. And then I want to end up Norwich. Yes. Well, it's an epigrammatic way of saying, knickers off ready when I come home. Yes. Well, it's the initial letters, you see, of each word. Yes. I know knickers is spelt with a K. I did go to Oxford. That was one of the first things they taught us. Yes, and in a perfect world, I agree, it would be courage. But it doesn't have quite the same idiomatic force, I think, as Norwich, does it? Burma. No, I hadn't come across that. What's that? Be upstairs ready, my angel. Well, it's very nice. I like it. But I think it would be rather inappropriate in this case because Miss Harness lives in a basement flat. And if she was upstairs ready, she would in fact be in the flat of the Irish labourer who lives upstairs. And we don't want that, do we?
Message in a bottle, yeah.
And they used to say that politeness cost nothing. Did you ever try putting your obedient servant at the bottom of a telegram? With a more traditional means of communication, that's the police, with a message in a bottle.
2 pints and a gold top, please.
Ah, now wait a minute. Here's a fella hoping to get a message too.
Spirit of the Ouija board, are you with me? Sorry if the glass a bit sticky, he'd had an egg flipping it last night. Spirit of the Ouija board, are you with me? Well, are you with a Woolwich?
What are you doing? Her voice is, you speaking to Eads, dummy?
Eads? She's not in here. I wouldn't be sitting here with the lights out if he was in here, would I? Makes her all unnecessary. I'm not dark, am I?
What are you doing? Repairing a plug or something, a fuse?
No. I got this Ouija board, you see, yeah. And I'm trying to communicate with the dead.
See. It's a bit like ringing director inquiries, isn't it?
I mean, a lot of people are very sceptic about all this, but I know a bit about the supernatural, you see, because I once studied to be an average.
An average what?
Just an average, you know, someone who communicates with the departed.
You mean a medium?
What I'm trying to say is I used to study at the spiritualist night school, you see. We used to stare into these crystal balls and that, but, well, I'll give it up.
What, you couldn't see any future in it, you mean?
Nah.
Did I read about that bloke in Manchester who failed to keep up the HP payments on his exorcism? Yesterday he was repossessed. Next week at this time, spiritualism. Is it medical fact or seance fiction? Called Away From This Town, and it came from Still Life. If you're a painter, you know, still life is easy. It's the portrait stuff where the trouble starts.
Do keep still, Mrs. Finkelstein. I can't paint if you keep moving about, love.
I'm sorry, but I was just looking around your studio. Is that a constable hanging over the fireplace?
He comes in to dry his boots. Now, Mrs. F, love, what's this you were saying about the jewellery?
Oh, the jewellery, yeah. Now, listen. I'm an old woman, right? And my specialist, he tells me that for this world, much longer I ain't. And already Mr. Finkelstein is running around with some glamorous young floozy. So when you finish this portrait, I want you should paint in a diamond necklace, couple earrings, gold pendant, brooch, etc.
Well, of course, love, but why?
Well, when I'm gone, I want she should look up at this picture and say, Mr. Finkelstein, what did you do with the jewelry?
Pal of mine's an artist, and just recently he's had all the dogs in the neighbourhood coming up and thinking he's a lamp standard.
Why?
Well, he's a post-impressionist.
Zoom, just one look, and then my heart went boom. Suddenly, and we were on the
Larry's band and zoom. And although a radio telescope doesn't have a zoom lens, it is the 25th anniversary of the Jodrell Bank telescope being used to track satellites. And shall we ever forget that magic moment when the Apollo and Soyuz spacecrafts were up there together?
Say, boss, have you passed the Russian capsule yet?
Have I passed the Russian capsule? I didn't even swallow it.
I saw a nice piece of graffiti the other day. It said, is there intelligent life on Earth? And underneath somebody put, yes, but I'm only visiting.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
Pretty. Peter, Paul and Mary, blowing in the wind, because 15 years ago today, we started blowing in the bag. As you've guessed it, the breathalyzer.
Here, diabolical liberty, that breathalyzer. It's such a liberty, isn't it? Especially if you're a car driver. Yeah.
See what you've done, you've set him off now.
That's how Barbara Castle brought out. She started that all because she couldn't afford a motor car herself and didn't want no one else to have one. Politics of envy. She ruined the car trade, didn't she? No one's going to buy a car walk at the pub, are they? I got breathalyzed 2 years ago. Now, I'm driving down a Mile End Road, you know, straight down the centre of the white line, straight as a dial. And it's copper. He leaps right out in the middle of the road. Oh, oh, he says... Bloody fool, he could have been killed. Mind you, I was very polite to him, you know. I wound the window down. I said, good afternoon, Constantine. He said, are you in charge of this motor car? I said, well, it's automatic, but I have to be here. Come on, he said, blow into that. I said, you'll cool your own chips off. Come on, smart ass, he says. You don't blow into the bag, he said, we'll have your license all for you. I said, you'll have a job. I ain't got that.
Then he had to go down the station and give a blood test. The doctor took one look and offered him 50 quid a case. Here's the newie from Ultravox. Beatles may be 20 years old, but George Martin's still in good form, because he produced that one for Ultravox, Reap the Wild Wind.
Gemma, you lot!
I knew it's no wonder with all that health food they get through. It may be a silly question, but who are they all anyway?
We're the hope of the world, mate.
Hope of the world? What do you do?
We're the avant-garde of the new culture.
Oh.
We are dedicated to setting up a new order of things. Determined to establish a new set of values to break away from the bonds that threaten to stifle the cultural and creative activities of man's mind.
Oh, blimey, another load of layabouts.
We are not layabouts. We are artists, Mush.
What else do you do?
Well, during the day, we pursue our various artistic sidelines. Some of us make pots and jugs. And then there's Adelaide. She's very good on the raffia mats.
Tell us, Ducker.
Then there's Percy and his Welsh bedspreads. And some of us paint and sculpt. And the rest of us lie in bed thinking.
Don't they do any work?
Oh, please, Sydney, work, work. Work is the biggest restrictor of men's minds. Can't allow themselves to be hampered by the menial, soul-destroying labour of everyday jobs. Work to them represents the establishment, and they're against that.
Well, what do they live on, then?
National assistance.
One of their insurance stamps is worth more than a penny black. Here's Gary Shearston, lovely oldie.
I get a kick out of you.
I get a kick from champagne. Near alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took just one more sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you stand. Yeah, I get a kick out of you. in a plane.
Lovely stuff. Gary Shearston and I Get A...
Out of You.
Did you hear about the little boy who took a bucket into his granddad and said, "Will you kick that, granddad?" He says, "Why, son?" He says, "Well, Mam says when you do, I can have a new bike." And while we're on the subject of getting kicked out...
Blimey, Charlie, what's the matter? Oh, it's the Mrs. George. She found out about me and that go-go dancer at the Tivoli.
No. Well, who told her?
Nobody, mate. It was my fault. She noticed I started changing my socks once a week.
Yep, look out, here's old Sam Criswell. He's got a face as large as a gas man's mackerel. All right, Sam.
All right. All right. You don't know what half, mate. My wife left me a month ago and went back to her mother.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Now I suppose you miss her, eh?
Miss her be damned. Tomorrow she's coming back. And bringing her mother with her.
This generation. Rules the nation. With version.
Overacting at its very best, folks.
Use the arms of the food of love. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub. Sounds like I'm gonna leave my middle bang. Bang, leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it, leave it, leave bang. I said,
pass the dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and run.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump and run.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel it cause it was the month of
June. How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got no food?
As I passed the dreadlocks camp I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dutchie on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Britain's number one.
Sorry, I couldn't find the jingle. Musical youth, of course. And talking of youngsters, it's amazing how they're all different, you know. Even babies, they're all little characters right from the word go. As this chap soon discovered.
Our first one born, Erica, she was beautiful. She came out and said, ding, hello. My name is Erica. I love you both. Mommy, what time in the morning would you like to get up? Oh, I said, 8:30. She said, well, I won't wake up until 9 and I'll sleep straight through the night. And even if I'm wet, I will not even cry. And when I get up in the morning, you won't even hear me make a noise. I'll just say, la 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 la, lee lee la 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 la. My name is Erica and I love you both. Ding. Now, I said to my wife, look, this is great, you know, like we gotta have another one right away, you know, before we lose whatever we have going for us, you know. So we did. Now this second one, Beelzebub, first of all, she come out of the chute a month early, champagne in one hand, a cigarette in the other. All right, who's in charge here? You, the ugly guy, what are you doing here? I'm your father. Get rid of him, Momsy. Time you've been getting up in the morning.
Oh, 8:30.
Well, would you believe, 3:30. For no particular reason. And this is the way I cry.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Not in me here, please. You frighten the life out of me.
I don't have to say this, but I was rather a bright baby, actually. I could walk when I was 3 months. Had to. The bottom fell out the pram. Normally us disc jockeys chatter when records are on, but I've been sitting here listening to that. It's going to be a monster. Kim Wilde, Child Come Away. Now on a slightly lighter note.
Mammy, teacher said little Johnny was spoilt.
Spoilt? Of course he's not.
Wait till you see what the steamroller did to him.
Now in wards 11, 12 and 13 of the General Hospital. This here is Christa Berg.
Oh,
Or as Moses said when he parted the Red Sea, you better wear your Wellingtons. I haven't done this trick before. That's Christa Berg and Don't Pay the Ferryman. With a boat like he's got, I don't think anybody would.
There was very little to do aboard the ferry apart from making bets on the speed of the rats as they jumped off. Some wag had scratched on the bow of the ship. Go home, Romans. The captain came across and greeted us. I could tell he was the captain because he kept calling me Jim Lad and his parrot smelt.
On the boat, they've got a self-service cafe. That's like getting married, a self-service cafe. You choose what you want, then when you see what your mate's got, you want some of that as well.
The food was awful. I gave some apple crumble to the ship's cat and it spat at me.
I got a bowl of soup on this self-service cafe, vegetable soup. I was up on the deck eating this soup. There's a fella fast asleep in a deck chair. The boat gave a lurch. All my soup in his lap. The lot. I was quick, I woke him up. I said, do you feel better now?
Last time I was on there, I said to the waiter, what's this soup? He said, it's oxtail, sir. I said, well, it hardly covers the bottom. He said, well, it did on the ox. Level 42 and Weave Your Spell. And we'll be back next week weaving a magic tapestry of orchestral delights and painting pastel pictures with sound.
Now you're talking a lot of old cobblers at times.
I'm sorry, I got that off a television producer. Your producer was Ron Belchier. I was Adrian Just, and possibly still am. And we'll leave you with this thought. If time flies like an arrow, do fruit flies like an orange? Radio One. Front line. I don't know about the front line, but going over the top as usual, it's Jonathan King.